Does Norton Sound have enough Red King crab? That question and others about crab fisheries across Alaska were the focus of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's meeting in Nome yesterday, the first in a slate of meetings in town through next week. Yesterday, the Scientific Council heard reports saying that Red King crab in the Sound is not well, which could lead to lower catch limits for both commercial and subsistence users.
From what we heard is that it's a declining abundance, and so, you know, likely the numbers will be lower than previous years.
That's Pat Livingston, the chair of the committee. She stresses that no catch limits or overfishing limits have been set, at least not yet. She says the council is just trying to pin down the best data to base future management decisions on. But not everyone at the meeting agreed with the assessment of decline.
If you talk to any crab fishermen or subsistence crab fishermen, they'll tell you about how many small crab they had in their pot.
Charlie Lean is an advisor for Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation on fisheries issues. He says those small crab in the pots are a good thing, a sign of an expected and cyclical population boom in Norton Sound crab every 3 or 4 years. Lean says it's part of the ebb and flow of the Sound's crab population, and he says the council isn't seeing that pattern, at least not yet.
When you graph this all out, you have this sawtooth sort of graph of young crab entering the fishery, and then there's no crab for a while, and then there's crab again, and again, off again. It's not a flat line that climbs. It's a sawtooth that climbs, and we have a sawtooth that's climbing.
As the winter commercial harvest of crab in the Norton Sound continues to grow, another concerned Nome resident, Roy Ashenfelter, implored the council to safeguard the subsistence harvest if any limits can be set.
The data that you'll get on subsistence crabbing is going to be limited. It's going to be small compared to the commercial industry, but it is very important to us. It is a very valuable resource that we get out and go provide a different resource of food for us on a table. It's an invaluable subsistence resource for us.
The committee also heard data on Aleutian Island golden king crab, which has been seeing steady numbers, and reviewed Adak red king crab, which has been closed to harvest due to low numbers for more than a decade. At today's meeting, the council takes up one of the most contentious issues on its docket, the continued decrease in Chinook salmon and the strong chum salmon runs as they tackle salmon bycatch. That meeting started at 8 o'clock this morning at the Mini Convention Center and is scheduled to go until they break for noon for lunch around noon.